For many people in West Africa, there is no doubt that Mr. Taylor's arrest and transfer last month to Sierra Leone's war crimes court has brought relief and even a feeling of joy. Sierra Leone native Ismail Rashid is a professor of African studies at Vassar College.
Overwhelmingly in the region, the mood has been one of jubilation that Charles Taylor has been docked and is going to have his day in court. In other words, for people in Guinea, for people in Liberia, and for people in Sierra Leone, whose lives have been largely under the shadow of Charles Taylor, this for them is a great moment.
Rashid spoke along with other experts who have followed Taylor's infamous career at a recent seminar at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington. The man responsible for indicting Taylor on 11 counts of war crimes, David Crane, also addressed the audience. Crane, now a law professor, was formerly the chief prosecutor of the Sierra Leone court. He says the court has clear evidence that what turned into years of devastation in West Africa began as a strategic and criminal plan involving several African leaders.
Charles Taylor was the center point of a 10-year geopolitical plan that Muammar Gaddafi had started back in the late 80s and began to recruit various individuals to include Fodi Sanko, Blaise Campori. And what we really found was a joint criminal enterprise set up to take the diamonds out of eastern Sierra Leone to use this as a base to finance this geopolitical plan of Muammar Gaddafi to take over a large portion of West Africa politically.
Crane says from the beginning, prosecutors wanted Taylor caught, taken out of West Africa to allow peace to take root in the region, and then transferred to the tribunal in The Hague. Last week, the UN Security Council announced a broad agreement for moving the trial to the Netherlands. But as the case against Taylor gets underway, some experts worry that the other horrific crimes, including the maiming, raping, and enslaving of civilians that victimized an estimated 600,000 people in Liberia, are going to be forgotten. That is because Taylor has been charged for his role in supporting rebels who fought in Sierra Leone's war, not in the separate 14 years of civil war in Liberia. Liberia Institute for Peace, Democracy, and Good Governance advisor Philip Banks led the drafting of Liberia's current post-war constitution. He says the statute Taylor has been charged under in the Sierra Leone War Crimes Court does not allow for the prosecution of others who also have blood on their hands.
It limits effectively the prosecution of a lot of the individuals who were associated with the conflict, the leaders of all of the warring factions who participated in tremendous atrocities over a period of more than a decade. They can't be reached by that court because that court can try only individuals whose activities impacted on Sierra Leone.
And so, Banks and the other speakers are calling for the creation of a tribunal for Liberia.
There was more than one person, and I'm talking leadership in certain countries in Africa, who were involved in the perpetration of the atrocities that were committed in that region, and whose action in support of those atrocities, in my opinion, constituted their complicity in the crimes against humanity. Specifically, I can point to the Cote d'Ivoire. I can point to Burkina Faso.
Whether or not Liberia's victims get their day in court, Crane says justice appears to be coming to those who bear the greatest responsibility for the atrocities that took place during a decade of war in Sierra Leone.
You know, when you're sitting there trying these guys and you have these people let in missing various body parts, and you see one of them point their stump at the accused saying, "You did this to me," because their hand is missing, and then walk out proudly with their head held high past these guys, that is justice.
Last week, Taylor made his first appearance in the Sierra Leone court. He initially said he could not enter a plea because he did not recognize the court. But after the judge insisted, Taylor said he did not commit and could not have committed such crimes against humanity in Sierra Leone. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Washington.